Idiosyncratic, to impair. The illustrator. The illustrator ignored the ignorance of his idiosyncratic boss and continued to work on his illustration. It would be the piece that would immortalize his name forever, perhaps more so because of the immoral image he was drawing, and he knew he would start a new movement in the art world. Immersing himself in his work, the illustrator became immune to distraction and worked for another 12 hours straight. His illusions of grandeur came crashing down when the obviously artistically illiterate public missed the impact of what he had done. Some couldn't understand the context, saying that this type of drawing should be illegal. Others sensed that there was something immense, but they couldn't put words to what they sensed. And yet others just thought it was immature, the work of an artist obviously impaired by any good judgment. But, over time, his work had another kind of impact. Imitators began to sprout up all over the country, giving shows of works that were obviously influenced by the illustrator. When the illustrator saw this, he thought that the public recognition of his work was imminent, but he had forgotten about their short attention span. When years had passed and still no one knew his name, the illustrator even began to think that the illiteracy rate among critics must have been growing. How could they not know that he was the one that had turned the ignition of the current craze for immoral illustrations? They never knew, at least not until after the illustrator had died. Then some art student examined his work and gave him the credit he had always longed for. That's just the way the art world is, hip, but always recognized a generation later.